Welcome to Talking Walking, hosted by Andrew Stuck from Rethinking Cities in London. Talking Walking brings you interviews with people from the world of walking, artists, activists, professionals, and those of us who have a passion for just taking a walk. Ali Pretty describes herself as the analogue partner in a collaboration that will result in a 100-mile walk that links the 8 white horses on the Wiltshire Downs to take place in August 2013. Working with Richard White, a digital artist, together they will create an interactive exhibition including soundscapes, still and video imagery, conversations and responses to the landscape at the Wiltshire Heritage Museum in Devizes. Ali has an internationally recognised reputation as a painter of large-scale silks, creating carnival costumes and flags for exhibitions and festivals. Through a love of long-distance walking, she's moving away from the large scale to create a range of silk products inspired by long-distance walks. The interview was recorded in the garden behind Ali Pretty's studio offices in East London in June 2013. Tell me about the Walking Wiltshire White Horses project. How did it come into fruition?
It began last year when I met Maria Botha, the festival director of Salisbury International Festival, and she introduced a project she was developing around the White Horses of Wiltshire, and she was illuminating and doing a lantern procession around two of them. And she explained that there were 8 and that she was looking for a way of connecting them all up. At that time, I was thinking of beginning to become a walking artist, so I volunteered myself to lead a public walk around the 100-mile White Horse Trail. We did that last year, invited people to join us on the way, develop a conversation around the landscape that we passed through. It was successful, but I thought it had more potential to involve more people and create more artwork as a result of the walk. So I've teamed up with the Devizes Museum, collaborator Richard White, and Devizes Outdoor Carnival Arts Community. And as a collaboration, we're doing 3 months of activity around the White Horses of Wiltshire.
It's not just one long walk.
This year, the development is that it's all kind of coming out of and based around the Devizes Museum. And the aim is to connect the collections at the Devizes Museum with the landscape and then create a response to that that then is culminates in an installation in the museum. The process is that we are leading 8 short walks, which are almost like gathering walks, so that to gather responses, photographic, audio, writing, spoken word. One walk to each horse. Rich is gathering all the digital information and I'm gathering ideas. And then in July, Richard and I will be spending 5 weeks collating all the work. My part of it, I'm the analogue partner here, and which is the digital partner. I paint silk, so I will be creating an installation of silk hangings throughout the museum, and those will be animated with the audio and visual imagery, as well as loading up sounds on the GPS, so that when we actually do the long walk, we walk the whole 100 miles in 5 days with people, and as we do that, some of the work will be in the landscape as well. So as we come up to the horse, we'll be given one silk flag that I will have created with the community, and there'll be a sound circle of sounds that we've collected.
It sounds really lovely and fascinating. Who can join in on the walk? Anyone?
Anyone who can walk 20 miles a day.
Yes. Can you sign up for popping along to one white horse and walking halfway to another and then abandoning ship?
I've got to plot it so that we're in 10-ish mile chunks so that you could do a morning.
I bet you're welcoming members of the public to come along.
We want as many people as possible to come along, as you say, for either the whole 5 days. And the whole 5 days will be a very long, immersive conversation as we'll all be staying in the same accommodation. And I'm hoping that I'll get at least 10 people who will do that.
Okay, well, we'll come back to what's the driver for you to do the durational kind of long-distance walking. But let's go back a few steps. So you said that you paint on silk. So tell us a little bit more about who or what Ali Pretty's been doing in the last few years.
I am an artist and I use silk. I'm painting very large-scale silks as my medium, and I run my own company called Kinetica, and we are commissioned to design costumes for carnival and opening ceremonies and flags for festivals. For the last 25 years, I've been known as this artist that does very large-scale silk painting and mainly at carnivals. So this is a bit of a departure
But you're also quite familiar with how large numbers of people walk and move and dance and sing, you know, through streets. Have you done this sort of thing in the countryside as well? Wiltshire is a very rural place.
I've done participatory arts projects in the countryside before. I did something at Whitlam Clumps in Oxfordshire. That was over an 18-month period, and we did performances in and around the landscape then. When thinking about translating my practice from carnival to walking and why I'm doing it, there's actually quite a lot of resonance. I'm passionate about people and people connecting with each other and getting to know people they wouldn't normally meet. So through carnival, we create the work in something called a mass camp, where people come together and they have a conversation while making work together. And that builds a community, and that community goes out on the road as the carnival band. So that process of making the work enables a different kind of conversation to happen. For me, when I was devising the White Horse Walk, which was my first arts-led walk, I realised that some of the things are the same process. You have to recce the route. In carnival, I have to recce the streets and look for obstacles, and then I have to put some kind of order to that route. So in wrecking the route, I choose deliberately where we might go on a certain day and how that builds from one day to the next day, and what the kind of conversation might be on that day inspired by that landscape. I then also choose my partners, other artists or producers or project managers, so I again have to choose a team around me. And in fact, now the walk is obviously open to anybody, but I could also curate the participants should I want to, as well as curate visiting artists. In walking the long walk, I know that I've got some people that are coming because they're particularly interested in the concept of the conversation, and they may be writers or artists.
For each White Horse, you're going to be working with a community group. These White Horses are stuck up on a hillside. Are there pertinent adjacent villages or...?
Two of them have got... We've got schools, I think, involved, primary schools. One in Devizes and one in Alton Barnes have a primary school attached to them. At the moment, the others are... People are coming as individuals, but they are coming on particular walks, and sometimes that means, like, I have a woman whose nearest horse is Westbury, and she came on the Westbury walk, and I will get her involved in designing the flag for the Westbury horse. So at the moment I'm trying to find 8 key people or groups and allocate a horse to the flag design.
The flag, once it's been designed and made, that'll be carried, you know, aloft as you walk around the White Horse or on the route, and then by the end of it you'll have 8 flags. Is that the idea?
That's the idea, yeah. So the idea is that the people that have made the flags, and hopefully I can get them to get a team with them, we'll be sort of walking along, if you see what I mean, and then they'll be coming up from that village, and they'll come and meet us and present the flag and maybe walk some of that way with us.
How are these flags going to be held aloft?
They're on telescopic fishing rods, which means that we can easily collapse the fishing rods and take the silk off and put them in our bags and carry them with us. So they'll be popped up at each of the horses.
Apart from the fact that Salisbury Festival director you'd met, have you got any personal connections with Wiltshire?
No.
So to you, this is a real new adventure.
In lots of ways, it's a new adventure. I knew from, 5 or 6 years ago that I wanted to do more walking and develop walking as part of my creative practice, and I had actually no idea what that would mean. And it was really literally just being opportunistic at the moment, thinking, well, there's a really good, clear project that I can link up with a festival and do this. I have worked in the Salisbury Festival in 98 and 99, so I have been based in Salisbury and worked in Salisbury. I think my granny lived in the New Forest and we went to Devizes and Stonehenge and all that, so some of it feels quite familiar. However, it was a new landscape for me, and one of the things about walking in any place is that if you've been to that place and you haven't walked it, it becomes a very different place when you walk it.
And of the 8 White Horses, which is your favourite?
I'll probably upset some locals if I say that. But I'm proud to say that Alton Barnes is my absolute favourite. And it's the last walk, the last horse on the route.
Okay, so what's the circuit? Do you go clockwise or anti-clockwise?
There is something called the White Horse Trail, but I think it's not designed to walk. Part of this project, the legacy will be that the White Horse Trail will publicise what we've done, and it then may become something that's of more interest to walkers in the National Trail list. So that's part of the legacy of the project. But we start at the horse that's kind of out on a limb geographically is Westbury, which is on the Imber Plain, which is the MOD land. I did ring up a couple of people and I got put in touch with Adrian Crocker, who's a local farmer and also a long distance walker. Because I'm part of the LDWA, which is the Long Distance Walking Association, and I'm in London and he's in the Wiltshire group, so I wrote and said maybe you can tell me which way around to go. But starting on the MOD land is quite interesting. What I've learned by doing this process is that I recce'd it, someone said start at Westbury, and then I started walking round. And as I started walking round, then the walk had its own kind of narrative, or the narrative emerged for me about what the themes of this walk were. But I was very aware around the MOD that there were lots of signs all over the place telling you to not cross lines, and it was a very sort of closed landscape and quite foreboding. Do not cross here, otherwise you will explode by a landmine. The first day that I walked it in December, there was some ashes by the White Horse of Westbury, and there was a piece of slate that had Mum written on it. So for me, I started thinking a lot about life and death, and I also started thinking about walking away from places that say keep out, and you know, walking towards something that was a freer kind of landscape, and metaphorically a freer kind of lifestyle. So those were the kind of things that I was thinking about, and I was also thinking about what we as humans choose to leave as marks in the landscape. So you've got a white horse, which was actually a sign of the Hanoverian kings, and you've got marks in the landscape which are military coded trails. So there's, you know, lots of signs that, but obviously numbers and codes that I didn't understand. And then later on you've got marks in the landscape that are, you know, 5,000 year old burial tombs, you know. So all along our civilization, you know, we've been leaving things behind that we intend for other people in other times to find and interpret the signs. So yeah, it was really interesting.
Well, certainly a lot of people have written about Wiltshire and its countryside and, you know, talking about ley lines and all sorts of mysterious going-ons. And we have the crop circles, so we're soon going to have a white horse walk. But tell us a little bit more about your interest in silk, because I think we have a little other story to talk about.
Well, when I started saying that I was going to do something different with my work, and people were like, well, you're not going to stop doing the artwork. I said, no, I want to do something that I create artwork as a response to the wall, but I'm not sure what it was. And there were a couple of concepts that have come up, both of which are relevant. One is the silk route, actually, and people walking, obviously trading things on the walk and the silk route, and I have done some projects that are inspired by the silk route. And the other, interestingly, was somebody said, oh, do you know about the silk maps that they used in the Second World War? I was like, no. So evidently, spies in the Second World War were issued maps that were printed on small pieces of silk that they would sew into the lining of their coats, and then if they were captured, it was called their escape map. So I thought, that's quite interesting, escape maps, walking silk, and started sort of fermenting in my head as a framing concept for not only this walk, but for other walks that we might do in the future. And endlessly people write about walking and why they walk, and certainly for me, walking was a way in which I could walk away from carnival and into something else. And at the time I kind of pressed the button and joined LDWA and started doing walks with them, it was a time in my life where I was trying to think about, well, what's next, and I want to do something different. I kind of want to do something that's more intimate, less spectacle, and something that's more fulfilling for me personally. I started walking, and I also started walking long distance, so that's what they do, 20 miles a day, and then 50 miles as a challenge, and then 100 miles in 40 hours. So did quite a lot of training and long distance, and there's something that I notice about long distance walking, which is that after a certain amount of distance, when your body is getting into a certain rhythm, you stop thinking consciously. You know, the first few hours you'll be either talking or thinking about what you've got to do this week, you know, what you're worried about, or your shopping list of stuff that goes on in your head all the time. You don't very often get out of your shopping list unless you create the space for something to happen. The thoughts come to you as opposed to you sort of having them there. And I had noticed before that my major ideas come at points when I'm walking mainly by the sea.
Oh, hang on, you said mainly by the sea, and you go to a landlocked county like Wiltshire.
Well, we were talking a lot about sea this weekend when the wind was blowing through the grass and it felt like water. It looked like water. I also noticed that, you know, walking is a fantastic place to have a conversation. And again, if that walk is a long walk and it's over several hours, better over several days or through a night, then the kind of connection that you make with other people can be extraordinary. And it's that connection that I'm interested in.
At Devizes Museum, will there be an exhibition?
As a result of having done all these short walks and also as a result of having done the walk last year, I will be creating a series of large silk hangings that will be in the Wiltshire Museum, and that will be animated by the sound and digital imagery that Rich has been collecting. It will be up in the museum at the period when we're doing the long walk. So while we're doing the long walk, people can actually, on the iPads in the museum, can tap into us walking, and what we collect on the walk can then be beamed back into the exhibition. And the other thing kind of connected to all of that is that there's a lot of social media activity. So there are Facebook and Twitter and Flickr. We're already reaching, you know, we've got a couple of hundred people on the Facebook, so we're already reaching an audience and participants who are not actually walking, but some people are, I think we've got somebody from Russia sending us sound clips from Russia. So we have this other sort of virtual audience.
Would you like to recommend a couple of walks? One of them might be a walk to a particular white horse, but it could be another walk somewhere else. What's your favourite walk?
My favourite walk on the Wiltshire one is the Alton Barnes, and you walk from Alton Barnes to Devizes, which is the Wanstike Way. And then also I love from Cheryl White Horse through Avery Silbury Hill and the West Kennet Long Barrow, and then on past Windmill Hill and up to Broadtown. That's a really good walk. And my other favourite walks on the south coast of the Isle of Wight, from Knighton to the Needles, along the cliffs, and if it's low tide, along the beach. So that would be another walk.
So perhaps it's chalk that draws you to these places?
Perhaps it's chalk. Wiltshire was a coincidence. I mean, because I didn't know very much about the ancient landscape. I mean, discovering the West Kennet Long Barrow, phenomenal, you know, amazing. And that's why I say I wouldn't really want to be closed about, I'm just going to walk here because I think it'll be nice. I'm prepared to walk anywhere. And even yesterday, I was talking to a producer from Great Yarmouth, which is an area that I might be going next. And he's like, well, do you just want to walk in the country? And what about walking in Great Yarmouth? I'm like, fantastic, let's walk in Great Yarmouth and discover the nooks and crannies of Great Yarmouth. When you walk on the backs of canals and you see the backside of London, you know, that's interesting, and it's interesting to see the really dodgy bits.
After you've walked the 100 miles of the Wiltshire White Horses, is this going to be a regular thing you're going to try and do every year, or is there other projects which are of similar distance or further that you're planning?
Really fantastic, because this is whole walking concept is something that I'm now proposing that will be my main activity. Walking and creating work. So as a part of each walk, I'm going to be creating my own range of silk products and or maybe other printed kind of products. So for Wiltshire, I'm making 8 escape maps that will become pocket squares or cards. And when I walk on the East Coast, it might be deck chairs. We've now sort of kind of arrived at a link that the walking, and there will be some kind of art product as well. So the aim is that I would be doing at least one new walk a year, although I think it in reality takes 2 years to get to the point. So you've got to spend a year wrecking it and finding the communities on the way, and then planning it, and then the next year sort of doing it and creating the work as a part of it. Next year, 2014, we're hoping for a walk on the Isle of Wight as part of Europe's largest walking festival. This will be a kind of additional to the programme. We are going to be next week, we'll be going down to Ryde, beginning to think about the narrative of that walk. And I've been approached to think about developing a walk for the Wye Valley Festival, in the Wye Valley, which is a 130-mile route. And I'm developing a project in India. That could be a very long walk.
Okay, so walking's in your blood, is it?
It is at the moment, yeah. No, I think it is, and as long as I physically can continue to do it, yeah.
Great. Okay, well, thanks for talking to Talking Walking.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking Walking, brought to you by Rethinking Cities in London. In this episode, you've heard from Ali Pretty. If you have any views on this interview or on any walking issues, we would love to hear from you. Just follow the links on the Talking Walking website. We look forward to having you along for future episodes of Talking Walking. Written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited, our artwork is designed by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics, and the music is composed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.